Meeting to order. I guess we'll call it to order and then skip the motion.
Well, I'll make it.
All right. All those in favor going home or staying? All right.
It's funny, all the people on payroll want to go home.
Stay or stay.
Everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? Not, we'll take a moment. You have the April board meeting. Not, I'll entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Motion in a second.
Thank you.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Updates. Kirby, you want to go first?
Dive me first.
Well, you're down.
Hey.
Okay, well, short version is, you know, I presented all the things that we'd approved. There was 153 that we awarded last year, and we've gone through 105 that were balanced and sitting there. We've got, for example, just as an example, Liz Huff, who had a $22,000 application for some equipment for her restaurant, and she hasn't claimed that, or, so I don't know what's happening with that. And then the remaining events in the year, that's like the craft festival things, that there are some funding that we are providing for that that hasn't been spent. But otherwise, we're on track. We've done everything we want. We're spending, and I think I'd mentioned this last time, this year, the money we get, and probably for the next 2-3 years at least, on this schoolhouse project, and I brought the drawings in where we are so far. So that's where we are.
Okay, thanks. If anybody wants to look at that, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, the schoolhouse project, if you'll elaborate a little bit more, if you will, it has, the future of it is going to have a warming room and a storm shelter.
Right. For the economic development benefit of this thing is, for us, the front end of the schoolhouse, I don't know how many of you have been out there, probably most of you, but the schoolhouse, did you say no?
I didn't say no.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, you should come out there. Yeah, you should.
I go to Arrow Rock for ice cream.
Well, all right.
You pass by the schoolhouse, there you go.
So there's the schoolhouse, about 6 months of the year, give or take, the Lyceum Theater uses it to practice, which means that it's not available for anything else. And really, the biggest thing that I can mention would be like, for example, weddings. But also when we have, if we have speakers or have some sort of programming, which we have a lot of out there, there's no place to do that, or we're limited. So when we build the addition to this, which we got state funding for the vast majority, we'll be augmenting that with the funds that we get from the sales tax here. But we were awarded $2 million to the state for the back end of this, which will allow a space for the Lyceum to practice and to do what they need to do to work on the shows, and leave the front end open and isolated sonically from the back, so that we can use that for programming. And then the downstairs at the back end of this, because it's kind of like a two-level house or bi-level or whatever on a sloping lot, the back will be unfinished, dry, warm space. So in the county, well, in that part of the county, the township in Arrow Rock, will have a backup generator, and it'll be available for warming or, in case of some sort of emergency, that'll be available to the people all around the area there. So that's, I think that's probably what you wanted to hear about, but,
okay, great.
Arrow Rock applied for small town grant, 75 and under population.
Yeah, we applied for this grant, and I had no confidence that we'd get it at all, but, and it was a $2 million grant. So it's going to make a big difference for us. And I think honestly, we would, part of the reason we're able to get that is because we had local funding. If we hadn't had some local funding to augment that, which is the sales tax that we have, if we hadn't had that, we would have probably not had success getting the $2 million for the back end of this deal, which is really going to be a great deal.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Gene?
Later. Part of we've done since we started with the sales tax is sewer lining. We've done another 5,500 linear feet of sewer lines with a lining company in Stichiform. It is completed. We did open bids last week. It's been long. It was an EPA grant for a new road to our wells, widening it, putting a standby generator for future. We finally did get it bid. Wayne Brown got the bid. Signing the paperwork now, he'll have 90 days to get going. You know, this of all years, the rivers went crazy and has direct influence on what we're trying to do here. So hopefully the river quits flooding, we get our road put in, and which we've had that in there for 2 years. It's going to be our matching funds of $40,000. Our all-inclusive playground, we haven't heard any more about. I called them. They were going to check with the company that basically runs that. They basically provide the funding. We have to do some matching funds on that. And then we're always working on our buildings on Main Street. So talking to a couple people as we speak about trying. We give a free 1 year free rent to most people and kind of lets them see if it's going to make it and gives them a little extra money to help them make it. And then after a year, everybody can walk away or we come up with a rental deal. So,
great.
Great program. Thank you for your economic development there. Great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Michelle?
We are in the middle of doing the Daisy Street waterline project, laying a 6-inch line down there so we can have fire suppression better because we had a 4-inch line down there. But most of our money is going to the truck stop. We are two steps closer to that going through, so we're waiting on our engineer now. So then we'll all of our money for last year, next year, several years will be going to our cost share match for the truck stop.
Isn't that about 40 or 60 jobs today?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
27 full-time, is that right? And then?
The rest in part-time to equal 35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
80 truck parking
spots. 80 truck spots, yeah.
A fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
You should be. That's great. Marshall?
So most of our funding has gone to the old Fitzgibbon Hospital property, the demo and mitigation there. From last October to now, we had some follow-up there with some underground environmental hazards. So we spent a little more doing that. And then anyone who's driven by that area, all those trees there, we had someone come in and tell us what was viable to keep, and it was pretty much most of them. So we did some trimming on some of the trees that needed to be done. And anyone who listens to our council meetings, at the last council meeting, they did announce a deal with a local developer that has been signed off on last week. So that should bring at least 12 new houses to that area. They'll be single family homes.
Perfect. All right. Any from the unincorporated?
I'm new here, so is that like me?
Mm-hmm. Small towns and unincorporated.
Say, of course, you know, the money that we've asked for, we haven't started any of those projects. We have, except for we have put some new swings up, new actual swings. But we need to do repair to the playground, of course, because it's been neglected for years. Things that are not related to what we asked for funds for. We've done some culvert repair. We're trying to clean up our shoulders so that we can get a proper estimate on getting those repaired because that's been a nightmare to figure out because the state says they own it, but they say we have to fix it, so. I don't understand that, but that's okay. We'll get through it. But we have also established a relationship with this outfit in Concordia, Prairie Lawn, is that right?
Pioneer Trails,
yeah. And they seem to be a good source for us to get some financial help through. I mean, obviously, I appreciate their honesty about, you know, they're not always the right person to write the grant. but we have made some progress. We've gotten a dangerous building tore down next to a Lions Club basketball court, so a little safer for the children. We worked with the property owner on that. It was actually just bunch of us from the city and our own vehicles. We went over there and just started tearing it down. Didn't charge them a dime, you know. But we are starting to see some more improvements. I'm seeing more improvements since I've been on the city alderman board than I have seen since I've lived there in 2007. So I'm happy to see these improvements, and I'm hoping that, you know, if we get these fundings, we can move forward with some other actual things that people that come into town can see.
What town are you?
Nelson.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, we're working on our water system. Some of the lines is pretty old, and we got some water leaks. We got one intersection we're going to have to bore underneath the street, and we're getting bids on that. And Prior, we redid our water tower, and it was $83,000. And we got drainage on Mechanic Street we're working on, and our streets need to be paved. Streets are getting in bad shape. Try to keep them up where they won't crack so bad. But that's just about the update on it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Blackburn.
Okay.
We've redone the lagoons out there, put all new rock in there. Cleaned out the pumps, and we have a company coming out to take down all the trees because by state rules it has to be open flow, and they're going to repair the fences as well because we have trees growing up through the fences. We're working with getting a grant for the Parks and Rec as well through the U.S. government so that we can fix our tennis court, basketball area, turn them into pickleball, and put new basketball goals up and stuff. We have a problem with some of the equipment that we have in one of our parks because they were pretty much outlawed when I was a kid. You know, the merry-go-round type stuff that kids go flying off or the spring horses or you fall off and break your nose. And then we're applied to street grant underneath Pete Buttigieg's. We got turned down on it because our downtown cannot have residential in the commercial buildings that we have designated in the business zone. So we have changed our ordinances on that and are in the process of having it all be business zone in our main street so that only businesses can be there and residential can be above or behind the storefront. So that's kind of the progress we're making there. We have been doing vendor events, same time Marshall has been doing. So we've been sharing everybody's vendors, I guess. And we are having the first Rail Fest come the second weekend of October, since this town was built on a railroad. And Canadian Pacific has helped us they're going to bring an old diesel down with a diner car and caboose that people could go and walk.
Cool.
And they've let us use the pond again for fishing from the banks. We've made headway with them on that, and so we're going to have a fishing contest.
Yeah, terrorism.
And that's in October?
October 2nd weekend, Friday. We'll do the Cornhole Edsel Barn Grill there. It's going to have a beer garden, and we have a band from Kansas City coming out to play on Saturday.
Cool.
That plays 70s and 80s music.
He used to do that every year.
Kevin, that's all at the...
Haven't done that for a long time. You're right, sir.
How would you know that?
Railroad event? Is that what you're calling it?
Rail Fest.
I do have a report.
Kind of going off with the Oktoberfest, but calling it a Rail Fest.
Sure. Got it. Okay.
We know we got a lot of Germans out there somewhere.
There's a lot of them in Alma.
I know that's right.
Anybody else?
I would like Malt to report on Grand Pass.
Okay.
Well, as you all know, we've heard me complain several weeks about our water loss. When I first started being mayor about 5-6 years ago, our loss was 67% or plus. I'm happy to report that our last ending, our water loss was 8.5%. And I attributed that to our new water guy, because he's got in, he's changed every meter. We've checked all the connections. And he, a lot of the information he gathered for us also helps with that lead line inventory that we're having to do. It's been a fantastic job. We just had an inspection by DNR on our lagoon and our sewer system. We got a good report from it. Our sewer's in town. He spot checked 8 different manholes. Everything is clear. So our infiltration that we're getting from rainwater and things is coming in. We haven't located that source yet. We think it's under on the bottom side of a pipe someplace. We've got to check that. We have made upgrades to City Hall. Becky Plattner and Stephanie were both there last night and looked to talk to us and also examined our new bathroom. And we are very proud to say that it is very nice now. We widened the sidewalks to City Hall so they are for wheelchair accessibility. And they look outstanding. When the contractors got started both those projects, they got them done in no time and they look nice. But we've put in for about $42,000 worth of money this year. We hope to use that to hold on our streets. We have some money left from last year's account that we're holding over to pay for that. We put out for bids for that to redo our streets. The company has yet to give us a bid. He only had 37 bids to put out whenever he was contacted. So we don't see any hopes in getting that done this year, so that may go fold over to next year so we get that done. And that's where we are.
Okay, thank you. You guys used to have a festival too, by the way. You got new bathrooms, you can start that back up.
Greg, I'd like to report for like Grand Pass, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I know somebody likes barbecue.
So the city of Grand Pass has been working with the road district there, and the ground that they had purchased to put the building on, and we're going to be able to have a small meeting room with the city. They got the groundwork done, the base rock's there, and they're waiting on the contractor to come in and put the building up. So we're excited about that.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Give an update on the commission, the county. We are expecting bid documents July 19th for the rebid of the Welcome Center. As reported before, there were some cost saving measures that our architect could go through and reevaluate his bid for that. Lonnie,
Becky,
am I missing anything else?
I don't think so.
I think everybody can see the work going on around the courthouse, but that has nothing to do with economic development.
Can we touch on the roads out there at the junction?
Sure.
It's my understanding MoDOT's pretty much blessed the plan and...
So the last report we got, MoDOT had a couple of tweaks for the potential development out of the southeast corner of the junction. There were just a couple of things that they wanted done with the J-turns, and so that company and MoDOT's been in constant communication. We do have a meeting coming up. Forget which day it is, but that way they're just going to keep us informed on potential there. And when it's signed on the dotted line, you better believe there's going to be a party happening.
At the junction.
With a band. So,
but it's encouraging. Good things are happening. Our vision that MSDC has drawn up for the junction, Interstate 70 and 65, we can see we're on the iceberg tip of it. We're excited. So.
Sewer, it's ready, or?
It's a in-kind match to the Welcome Center, and then our there's a big revolving door with the EDA and the EPA grants that we've received, and so the sewer will be approaching the same time as the Welcome Center, just a little bit after the development of the Welcome Center, the building.
Mm-hmm.
questions there.
Anything else do you want to?
Yes, we had 10 requests from our April meeting, and this is just tentative, but the way the money's coming in per month, it looks like we could do the following funding. Grand Pass for $75,000, Miami for $36,500, Blackburn $18,000, Mount Leonard $3,800, Gillum $25,000, Malda Bend $25,000, and Nelson $20,000. And that's a total of $203,300. And that covers all of the small towns that had requests. All seven.
Okay. We'll know the final numbers when we get the closer to October for the actual distribution. But right now, those are estimated income receipts. I think we've estimated, let me look here, for income. I want my spreadsheet up. It is $114,000, the average estimated sales tax receipts per month. So times that by 12, that's what we're anticipating right now.
Our distribution date will be the 16th of October. We get our final collections for each month the second week. And I think we started last year meeting on the third week of October. So that will be October 16th in the commission office for distribution.
Okay. Everybody at this table has a copy of this. But I'll read it in case some of you guys don't have it. This is just disbursements to date since this tax started. And it looks like it started and they started disbursing in 2019. Blackburn so far received $82,000, Gillum $117,000, Grand Pass $21,065,000, Miami $141,500, Malta Bend $82,830,33, Mount Leonard $16,566,63, Nelson $74,575,52, Sweet Springs Motorsports $100,000. MSDC $20,000, Welcome Center $84,500, and Saline County Shooting Sports $17,000. That's a total of $662,087.48 it's been given out to, in my way of thinking, to entities that didn't have a clear way to get that money, you know, any other way. And I think that's a great reward for this tax. It says here that the five entities, the four cities plus the county, since 2019 have each received $749,770.08. And that does not include this year's, right?
Correct.
Yep. Any other business from the board?
We have our economic agreements that we need to have signed before the distribution. If we handed those out at the last meeting, I received one back. I think it was from Blackburn, I believe. So if you remember those. No.
I didn't.
I probably lost it.
Okay. We'll get you another copy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. This is just an intergovernmental agreement that we're handing, you know, giving the economic development tax for the agreed purposes of the projects. And so we'll have those signed and received back. And if you didn't get a copy, we'll get you one.
Any other business? None. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, everybody.